But in fact, wasn't just the nakedness. This Aphrodite broke the mold in a decidedly erotic way. Just look at her hands. Are they modestly trying to cover herself up? Are they pointing us in the direction of what we want to see most? Or are they simply a tease? Whatever the answer, Praxiteles has established that edgy relationship between a statue of a woman and an assumed male viewer that has never been lost from the history of European art. But that difficult boundary between statue and flesh was understood by the Greeks themselves. They told a tale that shows how they too knew of the perils they faced in creating what they saw as realistic images of the human body. One night, it was said, a young man became so aroused by this statue, he forced himself upon it, leaving a stain of lust on her thigh. He later threw himself over a cliff to his death in shame. That story of the stain not only shows how a female statue can drive a man mad, but also how art can act as an alibi for what was, let's face it, rape. Don't forget, Aphrodite never consented. But however troubling the Greek Revolution was in its own time, there's a deeper legacy that reaches the modern age.